California has struggled with gang violence for decades. It was the first state in the nation back in the late 80s to create a computerized database of suspected gang members. Many other states have since followed suit, but California's gang database remains the biggest, with over 100,000 names. Now some parents are taking issue with the database, saying it unfairly labels minority youth as gang members. Holly Kernan of New California Media reports from Oakland.
CalGang is the clearinghouse for information on gang members, suspected gang members, and what are called gang associates, people who hang out with gangs. Local police departments go into neighborhoods with gang activity to gather information such as nicknames, address, car type, and tattoos. Then they put these details into the databank so that law enforcement agencies around the state can share this intelligence.
He's in court right now.
Oh, okay. So I'm talking.
Sergeant Henry Hu heads up Oakland's gang unit. He says information like this is often the key to solving a crime, like in the case of a Chinatown extortion ring he investigated.
And all we had was a nickname, Rice Boy. And using that name, I was able to retrieve his true identity, got his mug photo, put it in a photo lineup, and show it to the victims and the witnesses in Chinatown. And that's how we came to crack the case.
CalGang is a confidential intelligence file, so the Department of Justice won't reveal the exact number of individuals listed in it, but they say it holds well over 100,000 names. Some estimates are as high as 300,000. Critics of the system say that's just too many.
The vast majority of people in gang databases have never committed a criminal offense.
Alexis Masson is a fellow at the San Francisco-based Youth Law Center. She says CalGang targets minority youth.
The vast majority of individuals are young people of color. The district attorney's office released a report in 1992 revealing that half of the African-American male population between the ages of 21 and 24 was listed on the gang database in Los Angeles.
And that's the main fear for youth advocates and parents, that kids are being labeled gang associates mainly because of their race. And because the databank can be accessed by police departments across the state, young people listed already have a strike of suspicion against them, whether or not they're actually in a gang.
No.
At this suburban school in Union City, about 20 miles south of Oakland, the issue of who goes into the database and why came to a head last year. James Logan High is the only secondary school in this city of 68,000. Over 4,200 students attend, and it's one of the most ethnically diverse schools in the country. Principal Don Montoya says gang fights are a major problem at Logan, and so the school must take a hard line.
We take a very strong stance in this district and at this school that we're not going to tolerate gang activity to try to reduce the intimidation factor on this campus and to try to make a statement that gang activity on the campus will not be tolerated.
So when rumors of a gang fight circulated last year, the principal took an extraordinary action. At lunchtime, school administrators and local police officers rounded up about 60 mostly Latino and Asian kids. They were taken to two rooms for questioning and photographing. It was precisely the picture taking that made parents most angry. They fear the students have been logged into the CalGang database.
Photographed him, they put him here at the police department. Well, if they go in the police department and they're in a gang database, that's now for all of California to see.
Sherry Costa helped lead a recent march of about 100 students and parents to Union City Hall.
Why are you so paranoid?
They were protesting last year's roundup.
And there's not even proof all those children were gang members. That's what we have a problem with. If you're going to address someone as a gang member, it needs to be for sure.
Some parents, along with the local branch of the ACLU, have filed a lawsuit against the Union City Police Department and Logan school officials. The suit alleges that the students' constitutional rights were violated because they were searched and photographed without justification. The state attorney general's office, which manages CalGang, says they are sensitive to concerns about misuse of information and allegations of racial profiling. Nathan Baronkin is communications director.
We are taking every step possible to make sure law enforcement knows to use the databank responsibly and protect the privacy rights of those law-abiding citizens that live in California.
The system is periodically purged of files that have been inactive for 5 years, so they say those in Calgang who are law-abiding shouldn't have a problem. But the Union City parents do have a problem. Because the database is confidential, they still don't know if their children are listed in it as gang members. And they fear that an unfounded label could follow these kids long after high school has ended. For NPR News, I'm Holly Kernan.